Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at Ana.Prime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BB AI is sponsored by Conversational Funnels. The easiest way to get more sales is to get more chances to sell. We used one simple conversational funnel to casually book 121 qualified sales opportunities in less than 2 weeks in a brand new market where we had zero presence and zero connections, all without spending on ads, doing cold outreach, or posting endlessly on social media. This is the new way to close high-ticket clients for 2025, and it only takes minutes to start booking calls. Download the blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Alex Squires. Alex is the co-host of Opinions May Vary podcast for 10 years. Now produces the Starwell Foundation audio drama, comic book fan, and special effects makeup artist. So, Alex, welcome to Basic Business AI.
Hi, thanks for having
From
me.
Thank you so much for being here. From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
My current project being the audio drama, there's a lot of people asking about using AI voice actors and AI audio. And they, so far, none of them have been able to compare to an actual actor. When I hire an actor, I can tell them to when to pause, how to deliver lines. They have an idea of who the character is. I can't explain the character's intents or backgrounds to an AI machine, so they just read the lines pretty flatly, and it doesn't make for an interesting story. There's also everyone thinks you can just have ChatGPT tell you a story. Well, you might get the same story every time, and when these programs do that, none of this is being generated out of nowhere. It's all stolen. The stories already exist on the internet somewhere. Someone's voice already exists on the internet. And so it's just pulling that and mashing it together and using it. So I'd much rather listen to stories that are written by a real person. I'd much rather listen to shows or other audio dramas or other podcasts that I know have actors who are either being paid or doing favors. There's a lot of favor trading in the gig business. And it's just knowing that real people are being supported by this. And so what I wanted to talk about mostly was AI art and AI creative programs. It's not really like a singular business. Opinions May Vary was like a geek nerd culture podcast for the 10 years it ran. And we made a lot of friends. We talked to a lot of artists. We're big into comic books. We're big into actors. We talked to stunt people, all kinds of things. But with programs like Midjourney and other image producing AI programs, a lot of those are stealing art and content from artists. It's scraping the internet, it's scraping DeviantArt, and then just mashing together whatever you asked for. So sometimes you could see hints of where they came from, and that's unfair to who it's getting stolen from, and it's also taking away jobs because I'd rather pay an artist to make something for me than type it into a program and give me some kind of globular mess of something I didn't fully ask for. So a lot of people think it's an easy way to get to an end goal without practicing. And so everyone says, well, just buy a pencil and paper and practice. No one's stopping you from making art. And it's up to you to make yourself better. So, yeah.
I love that phrase, that little sentence that you used. It's up to you to make yourself better. And I have heard about this. I actually have a friend who's an actor. His name is Adam, and he was telling me that in a contract that he saw for some acting gig, one of the, one of the clauses was we will own your voice for whatever in the future. And he just said, no, you know what? I'm not going to do this gig with you guys because my voice is mine.
Right.
So that's very
Exactly.
unfortunate that they're stealing voices. As opposed to, for instance, companies like 11labs, I think that they have people who put their voices in there
Okay.
to sell them, like with consent, you know? But I think it's really, really also an important point that I think you made is that AI should not be used to replace a designer or to replace human talent because it can't do that.
No.
AI is really good to recognize patterns and to duplicate them. But for human creativity and human emotion, that's up to us.
There's from different artists, directors, actors, writers, movie makers, whatever. You can see their soul in the piece. Like I don't want, I'm not like a spiritually wacko, but their history goes into what they're making. Their personality goes into what they're making, and they're allowed to try different things. There's no soul and there's no personality in what AI vomits out. It's just not there. And if you know you're getting into a company where they are letting you know ahead of time, we plan on using this indefinitely. We plan on using this to sell to 100 other companies to use your voice or your likeness, then that should be reflected in your paycheck. Like
Right.
we've had writers' strikes and actors' strikes in the past 3 years, exactly for this reason. And so, if a company is going to farm your voice, your likeness, then that should be reflected in how you're paid. But I've encountered so many bad just pieces of art that someone doesn't understand what they've made, and they try to post it as advertisement or as content engagement. You see a lot. If you get a marketing person who tells you need content engagement and just to post any picture you can make off of AI, fire them immediately. It's not a tool because we could see that it's not genuine, it's not real, and you just typed different words in different orders into a prompt bar and hit enter until you got something you liked. And every time you do that, you're stealing bits of art from other people. So artists have left, stopped using Adobe Photoshop because they snuck a new, like, fine print into their usership about this will be training AI. People delete all their work off of DeviantArt because DeviantArt put in a new fine print. We will use this to train AI. And either you can try and opt out or just eliminate all your content from the internet. Well,
Oh,
now
wow.
who can see your work to hire you now? So you have to either like take bad pictures of it and you can't just post, your digital image, or you have to watermark it or something. So now not only is it theft, it's
Yes,
also
seriously, I
stopping you from getting new work.
let's just imagine. Man,
Yeah, all right.
that is so sad. I mean, AI has been here for a long time, but now the way that I mean, that this is, I think, an important thing to note that it's been here for 70 years, but accessibility has been here for like 3 years, maybe. And it's up to us to choose the way we use it. Like, we have the choice of, all right, am I gonna use it to steal things, or am I using to create things because I'm going to brainstorm and see the content from other people? Because I think that's what can happen, you know? Like, I'm feeling this as an artist. I'm not an artist, but like, I'm feeling this. And I see the work of this artist that has influenced me, and this other artist influenced me, and this singer influenced me, and this book that I read influenced me, and put everything together that I've read, heard, and tasted and seen, and just like pour my soul into a piece of paper, you know?
To give the benefit of the doubt, some people that will use these programs don't know that it's scraping the available internet to pull all these images or clips or voices or whatever. And that they're just unfamiliar. So I don't always have the patience to try and explain that to them. And at the same time, there's people who are really into their AI creations, and they think that they crafted a masterpiece. They're Michelangelo or they're Leonardo, and they're not. And they get really mad when you say so. And I love dealing with them. Like, 'cause they'll want to defend their position that like it took them hard work of 10 minutes of typing in the same 10 words into a prompt, but they didn't actually make anything. And they get furious when you say that.
Oh.
And I find it hilarious.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think there is some skill in knowing how to write a correct prompt. And there are prompts that can take 10 minutes or 10 days to not perfect, but to get right-ish.
In
But I also,
those
I
10 days, could you have just made the thing you're prompting?
probably. I don't know because I would know. I don't know because maybe I would have needed to study or like practice for 10 years. But I will say this. I like analogies. I like to make analogies. And I feel like this would be like, for instance, Canva. And people who learn how to put like some squares in Canva are like, oh, now I'm a designer.
There's a level of knowledge to do this stuff. I can if I have a idea for a business, I can design my own logo. Will it be great? Probably not. Can I tell a practice learned graphic designer what my idea is for my logo? Will they make it better? Yeah, they will. They've gone through the schooling, the teachings, what
Exactly.
catches the eye, where placement should be, what colors work, what colors don't work, and they'll make it 20 times better than what I thought of. But if I can't afford it, then yeah, I'll go find a program that lets me arrange things myself, and I'll try and put it together and go, it's the best I could do, and I'm happy with that because I tried something and I made it. If you AI art your logo, then the thing with the AI stuff, you can't copyright an AI piece. You can't copyright your art if you made a logo. I can take your logo. I can put on a hat and sell it. I could put on a t-shirt and sell your thing. I could modify
A
it to look
dot.
like it's doing something disgusting, and you can't stop me because you don't own the copyright to it. And a lot of them seem to be forgetting and missing that. And that's something I feel like you have to find that they did use AI art to produce this thing. And then you can mess with it. I'm not an artist talented enough to do that to someone's logo and make them regret producing it when they
I
could have
hear
had
what you're
a
trying to
genuine
say,
artist
but
make it
can
for
you
them.
throw in that
But if you
context?
want to sell your prints
Not
of AI
yet.
artwork, I can copy paste your
Yes.
print that you made and sell it myself because you don't own the copyright. And if you think you do, and you type in AI lawyer into Google, you're just going to get a bunch of AI lawyer bots that will tell you where the law is. You're not going to find someone who's going to want to work with you. If you're too lazy to make the art yourself, you're also going to be too lazy to sue me.
I think that AI is really, really great to draft something and then work from there.
Sometimes to get your loose sketch of an idea, like I was trying to make a costume one time and I couldn't get it together in my head, and I asked my friend to draw this, and this for me. And as soon as he drew that for me, I knew exactly what I needed to do, but I didn't have a good visual idea of it. But I used another person for that, and thankfully they were a friend of mine. I just had to like buy him dinner or something. But I do understand the idea of like I have an idea, but I can't lay it down somehow. And when you do use a program to start your idea, it's still coming from somewhere else, and it's still not your idea. Maybe you'll it'll and people say it's a tool. Well, the tool is using other people's work. We all learned what plagiarism was in school through college. This college tried to stress that plagiarism was a very bad thing, and you could get kicked out for that. And really, in the creative world, AI right now is just a plagiarism machine. That's what it is.
That's interesting. This is that is interesting because I've had a lot of people coming and telling me how great AI is, but nobody or a little bit of people talk about, yes, it's great, but it's also like look into like let's pull up the curtain, you know,
Oh yeah, it's
of the
you're
dark side.
exactly it, on the surface. If I were to show you like jewelry, you get this diamond. It's a great diamond. We love diamonds. They're pretty. They sparkle. Whatever. But if you never know what blood diamonds are, then the ethics is in the research and the knowledge. If you don't have the knowledge, then whoopsie daisy, you just don't know better. But once it gets explained to you, then now you've been granted information. You stole fire from the gods. You know what the repercussions could be and how it's affecting other people.
And now you have a choice on of what to do with it if you want to do something.
So yeah,
Thank you
the
so
choice is
much.
there.
You always have a choice. So, Alex, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
You can listen to my podcast shows where we talk to a lot of artists and a convention that put on shows at omvpodcast.com. And all the Starwell Foundation is the audio drama. That's all on there. If you want to email me, you could do alexprimefx@gmail.com. And you can tell me I'm wrong about AI art, but I'm not going to agree
I
with you.
think that this
Because like our
new
show's name, opinions may
age
vary.
view is Awesome. So we're going to wrap from here. Thanks to our guest, Alex Squires, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business and the dark side that it comes with it. You can learn more about what he does by going to his podcast, opinionsmayvary.com.
OMVpodcast.com.
OMVpodcast.com. Thank you for that. Or by sending him an email to alexprimefx@gmail.com. Is that right?
Correct.
Perfect. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to stuff your calendar with qualified and motivated ideal clients who want what you have, download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.